because we've got a boat show to talk about. Not this weekend, but next. Here we go. I've seen the boats lining up along the Ford Museum Pass, so here we go. It's going to happen. The 75th gathering on the grounds of DeVos Place. Ben Nielsen, show manager, to talk about it. Good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning to you as well.
All right, 75 years. This is a, maybe you're going to give away a boat this year. This is sustainable. Wow. And of course, we care about boats, I trust.
Absolutely. 75 years. What a great milestone on that. You know, we started off in the old Welsh Auditorium with 25,000 square feet. And now today we're at 250,000 square feet at DeVos Place. And it is going to be packed full of boats this year. Something for everybody there.
All right, so here we go. More Great Lake boats help celebrate 75 years, as we've mentioned. What is the run?
Well, absolutely. So, when we come to that now, we open up obviously this next Thursday at 2 o'clock. Friday we go noon to 9, Thursday and Friday noon to 9. Saturday's 10 to 9, and then Sunday's 11 to 5. And, as far as the boats inside of this building, anything from, a small kayak, paddleboard, all the way up to the giant 42-foot motor yacht. There really is something there, kind of for everybody with any kind of interest in boating, whether it's, pontoon boats, ski and wakeboard boats, fishing boats, runabouts, deck boats. Really, everything is covered all under this roof. Over 400 different boats inside of here from over 35 different manufacturers, and they are raring to go. As you mentioned earlier, we're already starting to stage them outside, getting ready to move them all in.
Great, awesome. Well, certainly the show will go on, whether it's rainy, sunny, or snowy next weekend, but yet the season will return for our boating. Other opportunities to enjoy this weekend. I'm going to go right to it. Is Twiggy in the house?
That's a very good question. And yes, Twiggy will be there. We've been talking to them. Twiggy's doing great. He's been, doing his exercises and kind of, practicing a little bit. So he definitely will be there. Great family feature. You got to come out and see Twiggy the water skiing squirrel. It's something that if you've never seen it before, or even if you have, you don't want to miss it.
Nice. How long will Twiggy live? But that's a whole nother conversation. Appearances by pro wakeboarders and wake surfers. Tell me about this, Ben.
Well, absolutely. They're going to be there on the weekend. These are the professionals. So, if this is something that, you are heavily into, or maybe just thinking about getting into that side of the sport, it's kind of a new and growing portion of the sport, the whole wake surfing thing. I don't know if you've seen this before on the water or not, but they're actually surfing on mainland lakes. The wave is generated by the boat, and these guys are the experts. So you can come on down there, whether you know who they are and you actually watch them in competitions and you just want to get an autograph, or you're just getting started, they're going to be the experts on this and kind of get you going down that right path if it's something that you have an interest in.
Awesome. Well, I know we're going to actually have those from the vintage and wooden boats on next week, but that's always kind of cool to be reminded that boating's been around for a long time.
It absolutely has. It's been around for a super long time, and these guys kind of, bring us back a little bit into the history of that. The work that they do in restoring these boats and, really having them in top condition, they really are a piece of art. And, strolling through there and kind of seeing some of the older models, the different things that people, had on the water, 40, 50, 60 years ago, great opportunity to kind of meet those, talk to those guys. Maybe it's something you have an interest in doing yourself, or you just want to enjoy them and see them and appreciate them for what they are. Definitely got to stop by and see the antique boats.
Awesome. Again, 75th Annual Grand Rapids Boat Show, not this weekend, but next weekend. We're teasing you with Ben Nielsen, show manager. Tell me about the boater safety certification that happens Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a great opportunity for adults and kids alike. I've been on the lake many times. I'm a boater myself, and I drive around the lake, and I see that there are definitely people who can use this course. A lot of people don't realize that there are rules on the water. So if you haven't done that before or know what those rules are, this is a great course to kind of learn, a lot of the rules on our inland lakes, on the Great Lakes, and really something that everybody should go through to kind of enjoy the water and yet stay safe, you know, while you're out there. So great course. We offer it on the weekends, and definitely something that if you're getting into boating, you want to definitely take part in.
Yes. And what is this Gizmo D robot? He's back.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Gizmo is back. This is a great feature, and he's, this is a robot that's got a sense of humor, and that's, I guess, the best way I could describe that. He'll be strolling the aisles throughout the show. Kids love to see him. Adults love to see him. He can banter back and forth, you know, really something kind of just to entertain people as they're kind of traversing through the show, just something special to see. So definitely, if you're at the show and you see Gizmo walking through the aisles, get over there and say hi.
For someone who's never boated or wants to begin exploring the great waters we have in our own backyard, where do I start, Ben?
The biggest thing is the first step is saying, hey, I'm going to come to the show. You know, once you come to the show, the first thing I could recommend to you is literally just enjoy it. Walk around, see all of these different boats, get in them, you know, look around in them. You know, kind of, you know, walk through the giant motor yachts, walk through the deck boats and the ski and the wakeboard boats, and then make sure and talk to some of the different dealers that are there. These are 35 of our area dealers that specialize in these boats. So whether you, you know, have boated before, whether you haven't boated before and you have an interest, these are the people to talk to kind of slowly get you involved in that sport. There's a boat there, I truly believe, for everybody. So, you know, whether it's a small fishing boat, you know, a pontoon boat, there's something that can feed, you know, kind of fill everybody's needs when it comes to that. And these guys can get you started. It's something that you shouldn't be intimidated by, but definitely by talking to these local guys, they can kind of take some of that worry away and kind of get you headed down the right path.
Nice. All right. What's in it for kids?
Well, Gizmo is there. Twiggy's going to be there. You also want to check out the HO Sports Tubers truckload sale. So, you know, let's say you already have a boat and, you know, you're not looking for a new boat this year, but everybody could always use a new tube for their boat to kind of pull the kids behind on the lake in the summertime. These are tubes that are actually going to be fully inflated at the show. So you can see where I'm going with this. It's like a giant bounce room for kids. They love it. You know, so you can get in there, jump around on the tubes, you know, check out some of the different models. And pretty soon you're going to realize, hey, my kids really like this certain one. And obviously that's the one you got to have for this summer.
Great. What else do we need to know when it comes to the 75th annual Grand Rapids Boat Show, Ben?
Well, yeah, you know, we've talked about so many different things. The one thing that I would encourage everybody, because I've forgotten half of what we've already talked about here, grboatshow.com is our website. So make sure and go there and check everything out. Everything we've talked about and a lot more that we haven't had a chance to talk about will be available on that website, grboatshow.com.
That's why we talk. All right, hold your horses because it's not till next weekend. But, boy, the boats are coming in, and we look forward to that. 75th Annual Grand Rapids Boats Show does kick off February 19th at DeVos Place. Ben Nielsen, thank you.